Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Scott here bringing to you today's devotional. I've entitled it, A Purpose Beyond Protection. And it comes from Daniel chapter 3 and verse 28. Let me read that verse to us before we get started. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him, and set aside the king's command, and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. When theologians speak of the doctrine of concurrence, they most naturally point to Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20 in the account of Joseph and his brothers. While you may have never heard of this doctrine, you are quite familiar with it because what it points to are the times in the Bible where a person has one thing in mind and God allows that one thing to happen and through it accomplishes something the person who did the one thing could never have imagined. So for instance, Joseph's brothers would not in their wildest dreams imagine that selling Joseph into slavery would be what ends up saving the family from starvation. Now, the Bible is clear that God will not share his glory or praise with anyone else. Check out Isaiah 42 and verse 8 on that. Yet, this is exactly what Nebuchadnezzar is up to in this chapter. He wants God's people to bow and worship an image, his God that he has set up. He wants to draw worship away from Yahweh, and he is willing to kill to coerce. But King Nebi, as he is known in the VeggieTales videos, doesn't know two things. First, he doesn't know Yahweh's power to protect his boys, even if they're thrown in the fire. Second, he knows nothing about the doctrine of concurrence. So in a fit of rage, he sends the lads to what he thinks is their death, but in the end, ends up worshiping the very God whose worship he was trying to prevent. If you're smiling now, you should be, because isn't God brilliant? But all of this calls to mind an important point. Whether we are protected from or through a crisis, or even if we aren't protected at all in the ways we thought we should have been, God always has another thing going on. He works things out in such a way that he will receive glory and honor and praise. And we can rest comfortably in that reality, even when things really hurt. But Emmanuel Faith, I hope you don't think, and I hope you don't feel like today's devotional is meant to be some hard-nosed attempt to say to us that we should grin and bear it when things don't go well, because God is going to get the glory from it. It's not that at all. Rather, I want this devotional to be a gentle reminder that we exist for him. That's Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. And that things make a lot more sense when our greatest desire is his glory. Because here's the deal. While Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got the protection they were hoping for, there are a boatload of saints in Hebrews chapter 11 who didn't. Yet, we praise God today for their obedience and for their example. So in closing, let me ask you this. Should we pray for and expect protection? Absolutely. Are we guaranteed protection in this life? No. But what we can be confident of is this. Regardless of what happens, God has a purpose behind it. And the more aligned we are with his plans and desires, the better off we'll be. God bless your day, Emmanuel Faith. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.